B-Pod Studios.
The dynamic duo.
Don't feed me crap.
Of Boston Sports Radio.
Yeah, get it right, stupid.
Felger and Mass. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, as promised, right to your phones. Final hour of the program. Patriots, Durant. I'm mixing some socks. By all means, everyone's welcome. Let's grab Larry and Buzzards Bay on the Pats. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I think you guys alluded to this earlier in the spring during OTAs, but my solution for the Patriots offense is to cut Brian Hoyer and let him run the offense. My other thought on Deshaun Watson, everybody complains about Watson and what he did. What did he do different than Kraft didn't do? They said, oh, my God, he went 66 times to the massage parlor. That was over 33 months. When he goes there, where do you think he's going for, okay? And two grand juries did not indict him. That's all I have to say. The biggest fiasco about the whole thing is they're letting him come back and play Houston in his first game. I'll let you guys talk.
All right, so, like, I don't think the Watson punishment's outrageously little. I don't. Because I include the commissioner's exemption list. So, like, that thing, you know, I know you like to mock the league, and you want to turn your mic on, Mike. I'm just getting out ahead of the next time.
Sorry,
you start
yes,
to talk.
No,
you would have had
you.
To, you would have gotten annoyed. And
no, I appreciate it.
I was
that.
Trying to, you're,
yep.
You're so zoned out on the thing that even when we're pointing at it, you don't know what the hell we're pointing
at. No, I was paying very little attention to the mic. I ignore it.
But that commissioner's exempt list. He's really been suspended for almost 2 years. Now, he got his money. But that's a commissioner that you still get paid. So it's not like he suffered financial ramifications. But at the end of the day, he will have been suspended for a full season and 11 games. That's a lot. That's not a small, you know.
Hey, but also, he wanted to be part of the Houston Texans. He wasn't going to play for them last year either. So
why wouldn't he have? If he wasn't on that commissioner's list, he would have played for him.
I don't know about that.
I do.
All right.
I mean, I think he would have. So, I mean, at the end of the day, but don't pretend like it's the same thing as Kraft.
It's not.
Kraft went to a place that was known to, you know, treat your body like a carnival ride. Like, that was part of the deal there. The masseuses that Watson was using, that was not part of the deal. You know, largely, mostly. I don't know in every case. I haven't dug really that deeply into the thing. Because I frankly don't, you know, it's just not something we've talked a lot about. But, you know.
No, it definitely isn't. And if you...
It's not even close.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
It's not even close.
We've got Jake in Burlington, or Brighton. I'm sorry, Brighton on the Patriots. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I'm going to be quick. Yeah, I'm tired of this whole nepotism, Bill with his friends and his friend's kids. Bill, your friends suck. No, but honestly, I want to ask this question, and I'm being serious here. I'm not being sarcastic. Does Bill know that this is, Mike, in your words, a bleep show? Does he know that this is a bleep show,
no,
or at least a bad idea? Or is he so naive that he thinks he's so smart and it's going to work? Then I'm going to let him hang up. Bye.
Okay, Jake. I think it's that second thing. I think, Jake, I think Bill's oblivious. I think, again, I've said this 4 million times. I'll say it once more. And I'll keep saying it. I think Bill is still in this time warp where he thinks that it's 10 years ago that they're going to roll out of bed and win 12 games and everyone else is stupid. He rolls out of bed and says, I'll figure it out, and everyone else doesn't know what they're doing. And he still has that mindset, and he still carries himself that way. So, yeah, if you're a good coach, you can coach offense or defense. I'll put Maddie over there. He'll be fine. I'll move Joe Judge to the quarterbacks. I'll figure it out. And at the end of the day, that McDermott fool, he's going to F it up because he doesn't know what he's doing. That's how Bill operates.
Oh, I think that's absolutely how he operates. And here's the part that I think he misses is, how does Mac Jones look at the new coaches? How do the other players look at the new coaches? He needs their buy-in. Like, I think that is now dawning on him based on, you know, some of the stuff we're hearing about Jones and the stuff that he's saying, whether we're reading between the lines or not. But he needs the buy-in of the quarterback. If he doesn't have that, he's in trouble.
Sean's in Salem on Durant. What do you got, Sean?
Yeah, so why should the Celtics come out and say they're not in on Durant and lower the price? Of course they shouldn't say anything. Plus, he might not, you know, they might not be in on him for Brown.
Sean, can I answer the question? Can I answer the question, why should they?
Yeah.
Because what if it's creating unrest or uneasiness among their players? Never mind the fans, which is less of a consideration, I acknowledge. But by leaving this thing dangling, they're sort of leaving some of their players to twist in the wind. If you're Derek White or Jaylen Brown or anyone else, are you a little uneasy about where you are? Are they going to trade me? Are they not going to trade me? You know, what's quite going on? Never mind the fans. And I don't know, Sean, Jaylen Brown earlier in the offseason was shaking his head. Okay, but so exactly. Why are they letting their second best player sit there and stew and shake his head when they could just end the thing?
Because maybe they did talk to him and want him to stay long term, and actually they're looking at Tatum because they know he's out of here, and you can laugh all you want, but the key is Brooklyn needs to show that Simmons can play so they can move him first.
Well, so now you're talking about different things. You start off by asking me why should the Celtics say or do anything, and I'm telling you why. If they're really going to go through with something like this, then I don't need them to say anything. They're letting it play out. They're not saying anything because these guys are on the table. Fine, I get it. If they're not doing anything, are they just trying to outsmart everybody? Haha, we'll outsmart everybody. We'll just stay quiet, let all the noise, you know, and then some other foolish team will overpay and, you know, everyone will be, you know, everyone's going to be all confused and running around in circles while we're sitting there in the catbird seat knowing exactly what we're going to do. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, neat. Like, well, how, I don't know, how smart is that? How ahead of the curve is that? What are you really gaining from that? So, I don't know. If they're not going to do it, why don't you say we're not going to do it?
How many of the other
teams? Jaylen Brown's a Celtic. That's all they have to say.
Just out of curiosity, like, have Miami or Toronto or Phoenix, have any of those teams come out and said, we're not interested in Durant?
No. Well, no, so they can't talk about another player. But you can certainly come out and say,
we're not going to trade Devin Booker.
Devin Booker's a Phoenix Sun, and he's going to be a Phoenix Sun.
Has there been any of that?
No.
And I would argue that all of those teams have some interest in Durant.
Yes, because they're all in this game.
So I get your point.
So this is fine. So the reason not to say anything is because you're in it. So they're in it. No problem. If they're not in it, I mean, I just think there is some sort of, I don't know how it's really helping you. And if you're just, you know, playing close to the vest, we're playing chess and everyone else is playing checkers, you know, we're going to outsmart everybody. I don't know. But what are you really gaining out of that? I don't see much. Don in the car on this. Go ahead, Don. You're up next to Felger and Maz.
Hey, guys. Don Marino from the car. Dolphins fan here. Two quick questions, and I'll hang up and hopefully get your takes. Number one, on the Durant thing, is there any possibility that the reason why the potential trade between the Nets and the Celtics is taking so long is because the Nets haven't forgotten how badly they were fleeced in that Garnett-Pierce deal?
So let me stop you there. You just get one because we're giving away cowboy boots across the hall. Jimmy, you can drop them. We're all jammed up now. As usual.
Jingle.
Could one of the reasons that this thing hasn't been going through is because the Nets are tired of getting fleeced and they're actually this time showing a little bit of gumption and a little bit of backbone and not giving in? And my answer is yes, 100%. Yes.
I honestly don't think it's necessarily a factor in these talks.
Right. Is it the same front office? Is it even the same ownership?
Well, I mean, so what do you mean not a factor in these talks? What do you mean?
Because I think that, look, normally I would say yes, except that Brooklyn has rebuilt the whole thing in spite of that trade. It is different management. I think their battle right now is with Durant. I think that anything they're doing is really about getting Durant to play for them. I think that that's what the bigger issue is. I don't think they're deterred from trade talks.
Well, no.
They don't have any leverage, Mike.
Right, exactly. But they're not just giving into the situation. Like, they're not giving into Durant, and they're not giving into some bad offer. So I just think maybe they've learned through the years.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
That they're not just going to bend over and, you know, they're
going to. We're not going to make the same mistake again.
They're driving a harder bargain.
Okay.
They're driving a harder bargain with other teams in the league, and they're driving a harder bargain with Durant himself.
Okay, so I was looking at it more from the standpoint of, no, we're not going to deal with the Celtics. They fleeced us the last time.
No. It's not necessarily that. It's, you know.
Why make a bad trade? We're better off making no trade.
It's just they've learned from all their mistakes. The Celtics are included in it. You know, we want Durant and we want Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. Whatever it takes. Here, take 5 first round picks. We want Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Okay, take whatever you need. You want us to fire the coach? We'll fire the coach. You want James Harden? Okay, here comes James Harden. What's it going to cost? We'll give you anything you want. And they've been in this mode here ever since the Garnett and Pierce trade to give up whatever it takes to get whatever they want. And now I think finally they're saying, you know what, we're done doing that. We're going to drive a harder bargain with the player. We're going to drive a harder bargain with the rest of the league. If you want this player, you're going to have to pay through the nose. And, Kevin, if you want to play, it's going to have to be here because we don't have a good offer on the table. And so I do think their past mistakes are leading them to do a smarter deal this
sure,
time around.
Yeah, they've learned from it. Like, from that standpoint, I get it. I do think that any sort of battle they're having, though, is with Durant. I think that it's, you know, you want us to trade you. We're tired of the tail wagging the dog. So we're going to sit here and wait, and if you don't want to play, we're not paying him.
Right, and I think that's smart. Or that shows a little bit of something there.
Yeah, no, I give the Nets credit for that.
That they haven't they finally have grown a little bit of a backbone. And I know you out there like to laugh at them when they ask for Durant and when they ask for Brown and Tatum to start, but that's actually the smart thing to do. It's what Danny Ainge would have done. Oh, you want Kevin Durant? We'll start with Brown and Tatum. Thanks. Talk to you later. What's wrong with that?
No, you should definitely shoot high.
Yeah. I mean, that's not dumb. That's if it's not smart, it's certainly not out of the realm. I guarantee you, Danny would have done the exact same thing. Danny would have started off by calling for Kevin Durant and offering him freaking, you know, who? Jordan Mickey. You know, like he would have done something like that. So, what, you're going to dump on the Nets for shooting high? No, I actually think they've gotten smart. All right, after they're done giving away those Spurs across the hall, we'll get back to your phones right after these words on Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the place Boston sports fans come to get some positive vibes for their teams.
Anything but. It's time to panic.
Well, maybe not. Now, back to reality with Felger and Maz.
Hey, back with us. Jeff, I'll start with you. Is there pressure on Bill Belichick this season?
Pressure meaning being fired? Absolutely not. I mean, listen, there's pressure every season. It doesn't matter how good you've been, but as far as being fired or let go from the New England Patriots, I think there's absolutely no chance of that.
Zero. That was Jeff Saturday on ESPN this morning, or First Take, whatever. So it was a question that meant like the pressure that's on him with this new offense and the coaching and all that. And Jeff Saturday took it to mean pressure to be fired, and you know. He had a much longer answer on that. This is a short version, but why'd that stand out to you, Miss?
Because Saturday and Robert Kraft developed a relationship during the labor negotiations that year. And furthermore, at the end of that cut, Stephen A. Smith is in the background. You hear him say, zero! Well, Stephen A. Smith got a phone call from Robert Kraft when he was on the set the day that Tom Brady left the Patriots. So you've got two guys with connections to Kraft's there. To Kraft, they're saying there's no chance of Bill Belichick being fired. I think they know something.
I think they're wrong, and I don't think they know anything.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. A part of me wonders if Bill and Robert have some sort of understanding as to how these 2 or 3 years are going to go.
And Stephen A. and Jeff Saturday have been clued into the understanding?
No, but I think they know that Robert's not going to fire Bill. I think Robert has probably said, oh, no, I'm not going to fire Bill.
No, I just disagree with you, Maz. I think these guys are still, because both of them, certainly Stephen A., are going under this. They still treat Belichick like it's 10 years ago. We've been over this. It's like a big mistake that the national media is making. That this is 10 years ago, and Bill's playing chess, and everyone else is playing checkers, and you know, Bill's going to have the answers, and why are people all bent out of shape? Bill's going to call the offense, and it's still Bill Belichick. He's the best of all time, does it at an elite level, so no one should worry about it. And they're acting like Bill's going to have the answers. So if they feel that way, they of course think there's no way that they would fire Bill Belichick. So I just think they're all operating in this. They're all living in the past is what it is.
So listen, on some level, I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Because you want Bill fired?
No, because I want the possibility of it to exist.
I know. I'm sort of busting your balls a little bit, but yes.
But you know what I mean?
Yes.
I want him to be accountable for what happens on the field.
And by the way, he's not going to be fired. They're not going to send out a release on the Monday after the regular season saying,
"Okay, but Mike,
Bill's going. If they push him out, he will retire, not fire, but it will be a firing."
Okay, but forget what the language is.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
The point is that he is within 26 wins of that Shula record. Okay, he's within 26 wins. Let's call it 3 years. So, basically.
Oh, my God, 3 years.
Yeah, so this is what I'm getting at. Like, is this what's going to go on now for 3 years? That Robert Kraft is committed to letting Bill go get that record, and they're going to tolerate whatever transitional bumps and, you know, hiccups there are along the way, and they're going to go through with it.
Well, let me tell you something. If they're letting him stay on just to set that record, that's freaking stupid.
I agree.
That is dumb.
I agree.
It's the wrong reason.
Yep.
I don't think there's any, you know, what benefit are you going to get as a franchise for Bill Belichick passing Don Shula for 348? That's the number, right?
Yes.
You know, and I barely know that. I only know it, the number.
I think he's at 321 right now.
And I only know 347 because Shula decided to name his freaking restaurant.
Steakhouse.
The 347 Steakhouse. So it's like the number's right there in your face.
Yeah.
But it's not like an iconic number. It's not 61 or Joe DiMaggio 52. Is that the hitting streak? Whatever.
56.
56. So how iconic can it be? But, I mean, you know what I mean. So what, we're going to let the Patriots just piddle along as a 500 team just so Bill can set a record? And what, set the record and wave to the crowd as he's beating the Cleveland Browns on some random November when they're going 9-8?
They might need to sell out that game depending on how the team is going.
Well, I mean, but you think people are going to buy tickets to see Bill wave to the crowd with a 500 team?
100% yes. That's a sellout, so guaranteed sellout. And if the Patriots are in the tank at the time, they'll need it.
Okay. I just think if that's why you're keeping him along, that's freaking stupid.
Okay, so but
R Kraft at patriots.com.
So
I don't know if that's his
if
real
he were to go 9-8, 9-8 the next 2 years.
Do you just dox Robert Kraft there, Jimmy?
9-8, 9-8 the next 2 years. Do you keep him?
No.
Do you think they will?
Yes.
Now you're asking me to.
Yeah, because you know why you're not answering it? Because the answer is yes.
No, they won't.
Yes,
no,
they lie. Won't. Now you're just saying it to go against the grain.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
If they don't win a playoff game? If they don't win a playoff game.
I hope you're right.
If they don't win a playoff game by next year, he's gone. Oh. So, like, 9-8 and no playoff wins this year, he survives. Next year, 2023, 9-8, no playoff wins, gone.
And he's 9 wins from the record?
See ya.
They won't fire him.
They won't fire him.
They won't.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. I thought you said what? Now you've changed your mind too, Jimmy.
In the moment and in the context of the conversation, they're not firing him if there's a market sellout business element to it.
They're not going to need the ticket sales in 3 years no matter how bad it is. How's that?
You sure about that?
Yes.
The quarterback hates the coaches, so you might need a new quarterback soon.
No. The quarterback does not trust the coaches. That I fully believe in. But their season ticket wait list is something like 50,000 deep.
And look at something how quickly go if the team blows.
I don't think it's going to go that quickly.
I didn't interpret it the way you did. You said they're going to need to sell tickets, I thought you meant, will people buy tickets to go see that? My answer is yes.
Okay, yeah.
But your point is they're going to already have bought them.
Yeah, so they're, I gotcha. If this thing really hits
I
the skids and they need to, quote-unquote, sell tickets, that day, no matter how bad it is, that day's not coming for about 5 years. I mean, it takes that long.
Oh, for sure.
You know, for the wait list to, you know, filter out down. And then, you know, no matter how bad it is, if you have season tickets, you sit there and you say, well, in 3 years, what are they going to be? I don't want to give these up because if they come back, then I'm, you know, like, no. They're not going to have to worry about tickets, pure tickets, for a long time.
Okay, so again, I just interpreted differently than you did. I thought you meant that Bill is not a lure. Okay, and I think Bill is a lure.
But I think by that point, if they're just a 500 team and Bill's just playing out the string to get the record and they're not really winning at a high level, people are going to look at that really sarcastically and negatively, and it's going to be almost a point of derision. Like, oh, good job, Bill. You're one step closer. Your team blows, but congratulations, big boy. Now you're 3 wins away, but you blow. Like, I mean, this is Boston now.
Okay,
like, you know,
so I understand.
That's not going to be a happy thing if they're just 9-8 and we're limping along for him to get a record.
I'm not telling you to be happy. I'm just telling you, do you think Robert will pull the plug?
Yes.
I don't.
So we have it. We've got it. If they
think it's going to take a 6-11.
Okay, if they're 9-8 and miss the playoffs in 2023, that's it. That's it.
It's going to take a 6-11 in there somewhere. It's going to have to get ugly before Robert pulls the plug. So, and I just, look, I'm eager to see how that goes. And I hope you're right. I mean that. Because I it's not about, I'd love to see Bill set the record.
You hope they go 9-8 and he gets fired?
No. I'd love to see him.
I did it again.
I'd love to see him held accountable for the performance on the field.
Yes.
Because I don't think that is really happening now. At least not internally. Maybe it is. Maybe they're inching toward that line.
So now we debated like a real marginal case. 9-8. What if the coaching thing is really undermined this season and it's 5-12?
Okay, so that's why I said you're going to need a 6-11 in there.
Okay, so if he's 5-12 this year, you think it's on the table?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so then what does Saturday and Stephen A. know? They don't know squat. They're going on reputation. They're acting like it's still 10 years ago. Bill's still the man. He's still got the answers. We're talking about the brilliance of Bill Belichick, and he'll figure it out, and there's no way he'd be fired. The same guys were probably saying at this point in the process, there's no way Tom Brady's going to leave. Like, there's no way that's going to happen. Everyone's overplaying this and that, and I just think that anything's possible when it comes to this situation, especially now. Especially Bill, after Bill convinced Robert it was time to let go of Brady, and Brady's still winning and you're not, I think it's accelerated whatever time frame there would be on Bill Belichick.
Yeah, all I know is that Stephen A. Smith and Jeff Saturday both have relationships with Robert Kraft, and they were both pretty certain when they said there's no shot that Bill will be fired.
Because I just think...
Which I hate.
And I think they're certain not because Robert told them that. Like, do you think they've had that... Hey, Robert, are you going to fire Bill? You think Stephen A. broaches that?
No, I just think that it's the sense they get from talking to Robert. How's it going to go? Well, we're doing fine. We're getting along. We're doing a rebuild. Bill's the right guy to oversee it, blah, 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 something like that. And so I don't think it's as point blank as, hey, would you ever fire Belichick? Like, I don't think...
Yeah, quick text. I'm sure he can text. What's going on up there? But, what's with Bill? He sends back.
I mean,
we still heart emoji him.
And I'm just telling you, you might be right.
And there's different ways to fire a guy, too. Like, Parcells wasn't fired here. But don't you think the Krafts affected his departure?
Sure.
I mean, they took away control from him. And
yes.
They probably knew somewhere down the line how he would react to that. And
okay, but if Bill doesn't get the record, okay, and he's no longer the coach of the Patriots, I don't care what the wording is. He's fired. You follow me?
Yeah.
In other words, he got pushed out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can call it whatever we want.
Yeah, no, so
you put lipstick and tuxedo on a pig and whatever you want. It's a firing.
If this year is 5-12 and the coaching was a disaster and the Kraft step in and say, Bill, you have to hire Bill O'Brien to be the offensive coordinator, or you have to hire this person. You want to go to the Shanahan system? Then you have to hire this guy. We've researched it. We got our own independent headhunting firm, whatever. We determined this McVay assistant should be the next offensive coordinator. You have to do it. And Bill says, go F yourself. I'm out. Did he quit or was he fired? You know what I mean?
I mean,
that's how it's going to go down. Or Bill, you've lost control of the draft board. You've now blown 3 out of the last 4 drafts. We are hiring this individual. He is going to run the draft board. And Bill says, no, he's not. And they said, well, yes, he is. And Bill says, go F yourself. I'm out. Was he fired or was he?
Yeah. Okay, so listen, I'm just telling you, I'm talking about,
thank you.
I'm not getting caught up in the semantics of it. I'm telling you that his relationship with the Patriots will only end if there's a 5-11 or a 6-12 in there. It's going to take some sort of precipitous nosedive.
Oh, my God. Because what? You want to be part of this record? That's ridiculous. The record's overrated.
Listen, I'm not...
The record is overrated. You know what's not overrated? Is the 6 freaking banners up there. Like, why don't we just stick with that? After that...
Of course the record's overrated.
After the 6
but
championships...
But it means something to Bill.
What does it matter? 346, 347, 348? Like, that's what we're really counting?
And the Krafts know it means something to Bill.
Okay, it shouldn't mean so much to them or the
franchise. They hung a 16-0 banner in the corner of the stadium. It means something.
I'll tell you what, in its own way, that would be a fascinating story.
I don't think 347 means that much.
9-8 and 9-8.
I mean,
they let him come back for the third year.
It doesn't mean anything compared to 6.
No, the 6 means way more. But again, do you think it means something to Bill?
Yes. But just by
the nature of the relationship,
but you're
it has to mean something to the Kraft.
But you're implying that the Patriots want to be a part of that. that they want to keep Bill.
Couldn't you see Robert
to attach themselves to that record?
No, I'm implying the Patriots don't have the balls to pull the plug on him if he's within 9 wins.
They'd look at it as a debt of gratitude for all the success you've helped bring us. We owe you this.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, all the goodwill Bill's engendered over the years, they want to repay it.
I didn't say how you would think about it. I said how they would think about it.
Back to your calls after Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He doesn't ask much of the audience.
Okay, but play with me.
Except to love him.
The worst song in New England sports is you.
Mass. The quiet half of Felger and Mass. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is a great storyline. I enjoy this storyline.
Oh.
I don't. Because it's peak Belichick. You know, it's like, it's an inner football thing that no one really understands. And he definitely understands a lot better than us. And, like, it doesn't really matter who the play caller is. Like, whether it's Joe Judge or Matt Patricia or Bill Belichick itself, like, it's not going to really change anyone. It's not going to change my life, right? But it is really fun to discuss and try to figure out. So that's kind of where we are. I think the Patriots are still trying to figure out how it's going to work. But I know this. Joe Judge will be involved. Matt Patricia, who will do a lot of the run game stuff and is with the O-line, will be involved. Bill Belichick, who I think last year was heavy, heavy-handed in the defense, will be more heavy-handed in the offense this year. I expect that. And, like, there's been many years, as you know, when we've been like, oh, can you believe what's going on in the box? We're like, I can't believe they did this. And then they end up fine. I would assume this year, just like every other year, they'll end up fine.
More living in the past commentary. Bill's always got the answer, so he'll have him this time. Like, just sort of ignoring the last 3 years.
That line at the end. At the end of this year, they'll end up fine. Just like every other year, they end up fine.
They haven't won a playoff game in 3 years. Right. I don't get why this hasn't registered with anyone yet.
Nothing's been fine the last 3 years.
But it's just, it takes a long time to change a narrative.
Yeah,
it just does.
And again, it's, you know, the most obvious point is they don't have Brady anymore. Like, how do you just lump that all together that somehow Bill Belichick will solve all their problems? Like, that last line, wow, what a whopper.
But we get a lot of national commentary
like that.
Yeah,
there is. It's a lot like that.
And I think they're behind.
Well, somebody's got to be the a-hole, Mike.
Yep. That, once again, Boston, that's why you need us. You need the a-hole in the room.
First one through is the bloodiest.
Exactly. Yep. No doubt about that.
I'm thinking about it for a second. All right, back to your phones. Jack in Scituate. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi, Michael. I really don't think it's that crazy for the Patriots to have a season similar to last year. I think it's without a doubt fair to say the defense took a step back. I think you could say the offense, personnel-wise, took a small step forward. And the schedule blows, Mike. They could be the exact same team.
I don't think this. I think the schedule's harder.
Don't they have one of the toughest schedules in the league?
Yes. Statistically, mathematically, they have a harder schedule than last year, which can change based on teams. I just think they got a tough open and a tough close.
This guy's smoking crack. They got an easy schedule?
I don't think they have an easy
based
schedule.
Based on what? Week 5 it starts to get easy, I think it is.
Yeah.
They have a stretch there in the middle where it gets a little soft. The beginning and the end are difficult.
Yes. Yes, sir.
This guy's on drugs.
Tom and Quincy, your thoughts.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, this Sox-Pirates series, you know, I'll take a win. I don't care who the hell they're playing. That team's horrendous. AAA is an overstatement. I think Michael Chavis is their best player. But when Maz mentioned that, you guys mentioned that tanking is a serious issue. I saw an article today Boston had up from, I think it was Danny Vietti from CBS Sportsline. The A's cut Elvis Andrews today, right? And they got rid of Piscotty the other day. Do you know the highest paid player on the Oakland A's now with Elvis gone after the $7 million? Chad Pinda, $2.27 million. You ask who the hell is Chad Pinda? I did the same. He's a super utility guy. So when you talk about tanking, your highest paid player on the team is a utility infielder making $2.27 million.
Huge issue. 100%.
Yeah, which is, again, like year 2.27, that's like half the league average. The major league average salary is like almost $5
million. And that's now the highest paid player?
Oh, yeah, it's between $4.5 and $5 million, I think, is what the major league average is. I'd have to check. It might have come down. I haven't looked at it in a while.
What's his name again?
Pinda.
Chad Pinda. Chad Pinda.
He's a super utility infielder.
Still the top boss.
Play Pinda tail on the donkey.
Top Boston accent in the game. Rob in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, guys. On Bill Belichick, I think we might be missing something, a little bit of a conspiracy theory. You know, Bill always has a backdoor, a contingency plan. I was thinking about his visits to the Buffalo locker room last year and all the good stuff that he was saying about the Buffalo quarterback. I think if it doesn't go well with the Patriots, that's his backdoor out, going to Buffalo. Because I don't think the owners in Buffalo will stand for two more years without getting a championship.
Okay. So, I mean, as part of that Jeff Saturday cut, Maz cut it out, but it was in there where Jeff Saturday said if Bill Belichick was fired, he'd have 30 teams waiting for him tomorrow.
I know, which I think is asinine.
Another thing that's wrong.
Right.
It's flat out wrong. Maybe Buffalo would be one of those teams because they're knocking at the door of a championship, and so they give everything up for Bill to finally push through a franchise that desperately needs to go all the way. Like, they might be one of them. But Jeff Saturday's just dead wrong, living in the past. There would not be a big market for Bill. There wouldn't. There just wouldn't. He's too costly, and you've got to blow up the entire building, and he's not going to be there for very long as a 70-year-old guy. You'd be surprised how few teams would really be in on that.
I think if he were, you know, call it 55, 60,
yeah,
the market for him would be astronomical.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, but at age 70, like, you're going to bring in a guy who's, you know, again, there might be someone willing to take a shot for a year or two to win a championship.
You know, there'd be a couple.
Yeah, but that's it.
Eric in Burlington. Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, hey, guys. Long time listener, first time caller. Felger, you made a comment that if Kraft really cared, if Bill got the record, and he might not, but what Kraft does care about is his brand, the Patriots. Right now, he has claim to fame on the best quarterback ever, and why would he not want to have claim to fame on the best coach ever? Because no one is going to do what those two guys have done for at least 100 years. He'll monopolize the NFL, and it'll all be about the Patriots.
Well, but Eric, if Bill goes to whatever, Buffalo, and sets the record there, the Patriots still don't claim? I mean, so are you saying they've lost the claim to Brady? Have they lost the claim to Brady, caller? No, they still claim Brady. So they'd claim Belichick, no matter what he does from this point forward. That doesn't make any sense. How could they, you're saying they would lose claim to Belichick? They haven't lost claim to Brady, have they? Warren in Providence on Jason Tatum.
Hey, Mike, hey, just a quick question here. You know, Jason Tatum has taken us down this highway before, you know, with him wanting to, you know, become a champion. He went there with Kobe. So when I saw the excerpt with him and Durant. Out in L.A., yeah, him and Durant out in L.A., doesn't come as a surprise. But here's the deal with Jason Tatum. The world knows he's a great basketball player. There's no question about his basketball abilities. But you know what? At the end of the day, Jason Tatum just doesn't have what it takes to bring a championship to the Boston. Yes.
Let me just stop you. I still think that's an open question. I still don't know if he fully gets it and fully has what it takes.
Oh, definitely an open question. Definitely open. I mean, again, I don't know what choice the Celtics have at this stage. You know, with regard to Tatum, I mean, you can't give him away and get equal value back.
Oh, no, and I'm not saying ditch him.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that you're kind of in for a penny, in for a pound at this point.
In fact, I think Tatum's untradeable. So that's your guy, and he's really, really close. Like, he is one of the best players in the league and is really, really close to being the full thing. I just don't know yet if he is the full thing. So, like, you won't hear me say, you'll never win with that guy. I don't know that. But I also don't know, by the same token, he's totally filled up the tank with everything that he needs.
If you don't look at his performance in that finals against Golden State, not at least raise an eyebrow, you're just lying to yourself.
Thank you. Zach in Amesbury. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, guys. Just going back to Belichick.
with all the speculation regarding McDaniels leaving the Colts for, you know, the potential inheritance of the head coaching job, do you see a world where, you know, maybe a year, 2 years from now, a really attractive prospect, they kind of get him to the table under the premise that, look, we'll give you a role. I don't even know what they're going to be calling roles at that point. But, you know, you kind of pull all the strings, Bill's the figurehead so that he can hit that number, fill that stadium, and then, you know, you take over the next year? Or is Bill way too proud for that?
No, I think Bill's trying to do that right now with Matt Patricia. And so, like, I think Bill's not too proud for that. Groom the next guy, have the next guy in place, have it all in place. I mean, Bill's still calling the shots. He's not some figurehead. Would he ever let Kraft hire someone that he doesn't want there to really run the show while he's the figurehead? No, I don't think so. Because at that point, he would go somewhere else and say, F you, I'm going to set it somewhere else.
Yeah, like when you start thinking longer term, I sort of start to, my wheels really start to spin. So now you got Patricia and Judge here to run the offense. So is that just a one-year thing? Or if you're investing that time in it, doesn't it have to be a 2 or 3 year thing?
Oh, no. The thing about Patricia and Judge is they're here to stay.
Well, so that's what I'm getting at.
And one's going to have, they're going to have titles eventually when their contracts run out with their existing teams.
Exactly.
One's going to be Judge is probably the offensive coordinator, and who the hell knows what Patricia's going to be. The next guy will give him whatever title you want. They're going to, this is not just a stopgap. These are the guys.
So doesn't Kraft have to sign off on that? In other words,
yes.
You know, tacitly or otherwise?
Yes, I mean, for the time being. But
so
if it all blows up, Kraft can go, you know what, this isn't working out. See ya.
I know. That's why you need the 6-11 or the 5-12.
Terry in the car, go ahead.
He's begging for it.
Go ahead, Terry. What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys? On top of Bill Belichick, I don't think that he's going to get fired this year, even if he has a bad season. You guys kind of touched upon it yesterday with your comments about Mac Jones. And a caller yesterday said that if things go south, Bill O'Brien's going to take over the team next year. And you guys said that if that happens, you know, you're kind of yanking Mac Jones in multiple directions. He's already going through the growing pains of, the crap coaching this year. I think Bill Belichick has kind of I think he's kind of backed into a year staying on the team because even if Mac Jones has a bad year this year, we can kind of attribute it to the coaching and the change of scheme.
So- yeah, growing pains, Robert. You know, we've had to change things up, needed change here on the offense, and we've had some natural growing pains, which I do think is a sellable point at 9-8 or 8-9 and sniffing the playoffs. Like, okay, I agree with you. That buys him a year for sure, even without another playoff win. If it's a disaster, then I think Kraft's going to come in and say, you got to hire new coaches. I'm taking more control away from you at the draft board, whatever the case may be, and it's going to make it uncomfortable on Bill, and then let's see where we're at. And that's what I think is going to happen. Now, is he going to get fired? I've said a million times, I don't think he's going to be fired. But they'll change the conditions on him, and we'll see if he can handle those conditions.
I mean, if this thing evolves that way, and look, who the hell knows? Okay, we're 2 years out. But boy, that'll be a hell of a crossroads for Kraft to choose.
Let him hang on for 3 years just to get to 348. That's freaking useless. Like, don't tell me that's in play.
Listen, I'm with you on that. Like, that should hardly be an objective of the franchise. What do they care? Like, again, at the end of the day, you got to win football games. But if he goes 9-8, Bill's 9 wins away, Robert Kraft's going to pull the plug on him? No way.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a cold-hearted, rotten human being. And I haven't worked with the guy for 20-plus years, and he didn't win 6 Super Bowls for me.
All right, well, we can pick this up tomorrow on the Agenda-Free Friday pre-game show here on Felger-Maz. But the final word comes your way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nope.
Nobody.
Forget to turn that on
there. It's on, Jackass.
I'm telling him.
No, I was on.
Yeah.
Well, I was a little late, but I was on.
Oh, okay. Too brute.
Well, this came up as a...
How many times a show does Maz... How many times?
Oh, it's seven.
Six,
eight.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's an exaggeration.
Over under is six.
It's three or four.
No, every time. Like, well, I know. Yeah, he's always reaching.
It's like,
well, so what?
Here's how it goes. Maz, your thoughts.
I think that they really suck.
So this came up in five.
I hate these effing buttons.
This came up in five questions when I asked you what you do to fix the tee. It's by request. It's Jay Stu bitching about the tee. The thought of the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
This is great.
Maz doesn't know if Boston's up for the summer or winter Olympics, but he knows crap like this, and this is why.
I'm a homeowner.
This is what he spends his time on.
Yeah, I work around the house.
Okay. Hey, that MBTA's working just great through this, isn't it? No, I've been
happy lately. By the way, all rail service on the MBTA has been suspended.
What does this
tomorrow
have to do with the summer Olympics?
That just speaks to dysfunction within
the MBTA.
No, it
doesn't. It has to do with the city not being built for 5 feet of snow. If we're going to get 5 feet of snow...
Mike, how do you get to the Olympics? And there are these
trains. But
how do you get there?
Jimmy, not through 5 feet of snow.
You can't get there without rail service. These trains
sounding louder. You'll have rail service.
Jimmy takes the team.
You'll have rail service in July. I don't understand you. The rail service is kaput because of the snow. Come on, these
trains. Right, with this volume of people.
There's no people out there. It's the snow. It's the people.
Right, I mean, because they're telling you it can't be used. Come on,
because of the snow, Jimmy.
Right. They're telling you that they can't handle a disaster. The Olympics are going to be a disaster.
That's not what they mean by that. So that's like a metaphorical thing.
We struck a nerve. Been
crying lately. Boy, did we ever. Thinking about the world
as it is. Disaster.
That's not what they mean by that. Come on, peace, play. Hey,
yes, it's the peace time. And he was proven right.
I'll tell you what. I was going to say. You know who was right?
Jimmy Stu.
Yeah.
He was right.
He was.
It's not a snow issue. The MBTA blows.
It's one of the great lines in Felger Maz history. They can't handle a disaster, and the Olympics would be a disaster.
I think he was ahead of the curve on that one.
Ah, the Olympics would be a disaster.
Wow. All right, Maz, what do you have come up on the baseball hour?
Oh, big win for the Red Sox.
Oh, wait, wait, hold on. Wait. We got to what? What?
Go ahead, hit it, Jimmy.
That got nothing to do with sports. I got five questions. Five questions. Like it ain't too whack. That got nothing to do with sports. I got five questions. Five questions. Like it ain't too whack.
We're ready for Motown there.
Yeah,
there.
No question.
Yep. All right, Maz, now what do you have to come up on the baseball hour?
Big win for the Red Sox. But I want to tell you why I do credit them for last night's win. I didn't credit them for the one before.
So full credit last night.
Full credit win. I'll explain why, though. Also, Dennis Eckersley's comments on the air, which were brilliant, have irritated the Pittsburgh Pirates. Which I love when anybody gets irritated about comments like that. But I also think the Pittsburgh Pirates players are missing the point. And most importantly, Tyler Milliken will join us on the show.
Oh, you buried the lead.
Okay, so Milliken will be on the show tonight. He's not going to be on for the whole program. But I asked him to look up a couple of stats that I requested.
His pleasure.
So Milliken was all too eager. So he will join us shortly.
That's coming up in 90 seconds. No commercials, just an update. Then you get Maz. We're back at tomorrow at 2 for an agenda-free Friday. We will talk to you then.
See ya.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.